This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because coming up a little bit later in the program, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card to Cheesecake Factory. We'll explain how you can win it a little bit later on the program. I will tell you this, just listen closely to the show. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. Joining us in studio this week, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus. How are you guys doing today?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing well. CJ?
I'm doing okay.
It's a little slow getting in here this morning.
That's right.
CJ got a little injury. So
that's right. Playing too much soccer, I guess.
Good to see both of you. And don't forget, if you have questions for CJ or Malia, our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Well, there's been a lot of questions recently. Obviously, anytime a change happens nationally, a change happens in the White House, people start asking questions. And of course, this one in particular has been a little different, and there's a lot of questions about the new administration in the White House. Anything about as far as concerns for things like corrections for the stock market? And you guys have this a little, you guys have experienced most things. Let's talk a little bit about what we need to know.
Yeah. So whenever the administration changes, a lot of people get fidgety because they wonder how the stock market is going to react to it. And we've actually talked on the show quite a bit about how actually the market tends to like new administrations. So a lot of people will say, well, you know, look how good Trump was for the markets, or look how good Obama was for the markets. And we tend to laugh at that a little bit and just go, well, it's more a byproduct of just a new president than anything. But with that being said, you start to get these questions around, well, gosh, the market spiked after the elections, right? Actually, for those who are watching, during the announcements of Trump winning the nomination for president, the future sold off a bunch. But then by the next day, they had opened up and did all right. But the market spiked up since the election. So the question is, how often do corrections occur? A correction meaning how often does the market decline? Now, there's different definitions of correction, by the way. Because we just kind of throw that thing out there and assume people know what the heck we're talking about. So we should just kind of like define what we mean. Mm-hmm. A full correction is 20% or more. There are minor corrections of 10 to 20%. And so it depends on what you mean by correction. But corrections of about 20% or more only happen every 3 to 4 years. But think about that, every 3 to 4 years. But corrections of 10 to 20%, get this, those happen every 2 years.
Ooh.
And by the way, some people go, well, when was the last time we had a correction of 10 to 20%? Well, we actually saw a volatility of the market moving more than 10% just back in February of this year. But again, if you define that as a full stock market correction or not, we had another one in 2011. We came close in 2012. So these kind of minor corrections happen quite often. It's the more significant ones of 20% or more that only happen about every 4 years.
321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. If you have any questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you. Joining us this morning, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget as well, telephone number for Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. I always think of the corrections as like when you're driving in your car and you look down at your speedometer and all of a sudden realize, hey, I'm going a couple over, and you just ease
speed
off.
Speed correction.
Yeah, exactly. Very, very. Very similar. Let's talk a little bit about bull markets and what we're seeing there and some things people need to know about that.
Well, I think people get a little excited. They get excited, things are moving up, and that's oftentimes when we see people say, I want to jump into the market. And we're not saying that there aren't buying opportunities, even if the market's heading up. But what we do know is that often what we see is as things go up, they also can come down. And so we just like to prepare our listeners for the inevitable sometimes. Doesn't mean we're looking at a bubble. Again, we try not to be too political on the show, but we are watching what's going on in the economy. We have some very good signals. We also have some that are questionable. So overall, though, we've talked about this on recent shows, we've had a really great bull market when it comes to bonds, and we're starting to see that shift now. So when we've had listeners call in and say, you know, where do I put my safe money and so forth, those are good questions. So we don't have all the magic answers for people, but what we do know is really the key here is to be diversified. So when you're in this bull market, you still need to be diversified. We're not putting everything in one category just because that one's going up today. We need to stay diversified through the ups and the downs of the market.
What about the handoff, and is there potential there for the bull to become a bear?
Of course, there always is. So, you know, you'll hear a lot of people say, stock market's been going up for too long and we're going to have a crash. Well, I want to remind people, bull markets do not die of old age.
Okay.
Let me repeat myself. Bull markets do not die of old age. They die of a recession. They die of a bubble that's existing inside of the economy. Think of a subprime lending crisis, right? That was obviously a huge bubble. Or they die because the Federal Reserve raises interest rates so much and so severely, their intent is to stop inflation, and that can sometimes cause a correction in the market. So you can't just kind of say, it's time, it's been 4 years, CJ told me, I guess tomorrow it's going to correct. No, that's not the way it works. And furthermore, you know, when we have these more minor corrections of 10 to 20%, as we said, that happen every 2 years, those can be really scary for people. But for Malia and I, we look and go, gosh, this is every couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes old hat. And if you're a wise investor, you learn, number one, what Malia said, I'm not going to put all my eggs in one basket. I'm going to diversify. But number two, when the rough times come, welcome to life, right? Welcome to investing in the stock market. Last I checked, that happens to your corporation all the time. Last I checked, that happens inside of your household. As a matter of fact, I told Malia, my wife and I are kind of having a rough year. She blew out her knee. I blew out mine. We've had a lot of things going on, and this is just life. There's ebbs and flows to it, and you have to kind of stick to your strategy.
No, two-for-one discounts, by the way.
Yeah. But, you know, when we do see pullbacks in the market, what do we say? Wow, great buying opportunities. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what Warren Buffett does. You know, we look at people like that to say, you know, I'm going to go against the grain just because we're feeling fear in the market sometimes. Honestly, we can take advantage of that to our own benefit.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That website, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for Kloss Financial Office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also, if you have any questions for Malia or CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Talk a little bit about handling potential for a correction. Let's talk a little bit about that panic word and some other things like a stealth correction. They'll explain what those are and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined in studio this morning by Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Again, don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Or if you have questions for Malia or CJ, love to answer them for you right now. Give us a call, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. We started talking a little bit about a correction. So let's talk a little bit about what happens if it has happened or when it does happen. What do you do? And a lot of this feels like some of this is you're almost fighting what your gut, maybe not your gut, mm-hmm. but yeah, fight your brain's fighting your gut for what should I do next? What should people be thinking in those type of situations?
Great question. You know, and as you said, that P word, the panic.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier said than done not to panic. And one thing we tell even our clients, you know, if you're feeling uneasy, that is a good time to reach out to your financial advisor. Mm. That's what they're there for. That's what you're paying them for, because they're seeing some things perhaps you're not. So just number one, get some good professional guidance to keep you off the cliff, so to speak. If you have dollars to invest, like we just spoke of, this is usually a great time to be investing. It's a great time to be doing research and seeing what companies, you know, good companies yesterday are still probably good companies tomorrow. So just because a stock price might drop doesn't mean suddenly their earnings have reported negative or anything like that. There could be other items. So really take a look at doing that. Sometimes people will say, well, should I be dropping some of my my stocks or my mutual funds that aren't doing well? You know, again, you have to look at that trends. You have to look at what different portion of the asset class is not performing well. That's something your advisor should be looking at with you. But a truly diversified portfolio, we like to remind our listeners, is ones that are losing and gaining at the same time. In other words, every position is not going to be spot on the same day. So we'll have clients sometimes bring us their portfolios and say, how come this one's red and how come this one's red? And they want to get rid of them. That's part of diversification.
321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Joined this morning with Money in Motion by Kloss Financial, by Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. And if you have questions, 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. And Harley joins us. Harley, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia and CJ from Kloss Financial.
Yeah, thank you. I had a question for Malia and CJ. A question regarding floating rate funds. If you could explain what they are, how they work, and if you thought they might be good to have in a portfolio right now for somebody near or in retirement.
Absolutely. Yeah, great question. So floating rate funds, for those who are listening and don't understand the context of Harley's question, let me just define it quickly. A floating rate fund is a bond fund that so mostly when you buy a bond, it names a term and it names a coupon rate, or think of that as the interest rate. So you put in $10,000, 5 years later you get your $10,000 back and they give you a coupon along the way. Well, a floating rate fund does not have a defined coupon, right? So it's a floating coupon or a floating rate. You don't know exactly what you're going to get. So because of that, the interest rate tends to be lower at the time that you buy it than you could get if you locked in a longer term kind of traditional bond. And so many times people go, I don't want those floating rates because the interest rate is so low. But the good news of a floating rate is that as interest rates rise, then it'll kind of adjust automatically. Now, some people go, well, why does that matter? I'll just buy a new one. Well, the issue could be if you bought a 10-year bond at 3% and 5 years into it, the new ones are being issued at 6%, to sell that bond that still has 5 years left, you'd actually have to take a discount. This is why you hear people say when interest rates rise, it's a death pill for bonds. And it is, because existing bonds that have already been issued get hurt by rising interest rates. But a floating rate fund does not so much, because it floats with the rates. So to answer your question, Harley, sorry for this long roundabout explanation, but yes, floating rates are something you should really consider right now because there's so much interest rate pressure.
Thank you.
Thanks. Harley, thanks for the call. And that is very interesting. I'd never heard of that before. And that's interesting, especially when you start thinking of what the Fed and other things may be doing as well.
So exactly.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have a question, you can be just like Harley. Give us a call, 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. Malia and CJ would love to answer your questions. Don't forget as well, you can find them online, KlossFinancial.com, KlossFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Telephone number at the office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking a little bit about if there's a correction, if it happens, what do you do? How do you handle that type of situation? What is a stealth correction, and are there opportunities there, or things that people need to be aware of?
There are. So we mentioned kind of early part of 2016, there was a correction from peak to trough of about 14% at that time. Mm-hmm. And for those who were actively investing in the market, it presented just a brilliant buying opportunity, because what was driving down the markets at that time was two primary things. Well, three things. One was interest rates had been risen for the first time in like 11 years. We had oil prices dropping through the floor, if you all remember that. And then China had started slowing down in growth, which everybody was screaming, well, China's, you know, the main thing driving growth. So if they don't grow, everybody's not going to grow. So the market was declining at that time. And we would call that kind of a stealth correction, in that it clearly wasn't going to be something long term. Because by the way, folks, cheap energy is a good thing for the globe, not a bad thing for the globe. And even China's slowing growth was probably a good thing, because they had been growing at 10% for way too long. It was artificial. So to make a long story short, that was a great buying opportunity for those who were kind of aware of what was going on. Fun little fact here. Fun story. I'll make it quick. back in 2008, when the market corrected, I was holding on to a little bit of extra cash in my savings. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have a lot, but I decided that in 2008, when the Dow had dropped down to 7,500, that I was going to invest some of that extra cash into just a brokerage account. And to my dismay, from 7,500, the market actually bottomed out. The Dow bottomed out at 6,400. And so during that time frame, I was questioning if I had put it in at the right time. Well, let me ask everybody, where's the Dow now? Right? 20,000.
Yeah.
So here's what people get caught up on. They want to try to find the perfect bottom of the market. And that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Finding the perfect bottom, let me ask you, does it matter to me? You know, no, I still have more than doubled my money. But if you're focused so much on finding the perfect peak to sell or the perfect bottom to buy, what you'll end up is you'll become like most people who do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sit around and get no return on your money.
What about, and we talk about the stock market reaching that 20,000 and it gets all the news. And of course, anytime there's a decline, it gets headlines as well. We've got the 24-hour news cycle now, and it is so hard to look away. But that is something you guys say is probably the best thing to do in those situations.
Well, you know, it goes... There's two ways to look at it. Mm-hmm. It's not that we want people to be uninformed.
Mm-hmm.
Being informed and informed as an investor is a good thing. But we all also know that what sells in the news is hearing the ups and the downs.
What?
Usually the downs. So if they're talking about something negative, and CJ mentioned, you know, how our listeners watched the night of the election and saw the futures go down, the truth be told, I actually had clients who I met with a month later who said, yeah, I hear the market's still tumbling and still down. And I go, it never went down. So isn't that interesting how one little piece of information on a particular night can affect us? So we would just caution our listeners to really, you know, observe the market. Don't let it frazzle you. And, you know, as I say, call your professional, your financial professional to keep you on the right path.
We would call this your core strategy and your kind of peripheral strategy. So your core strategy, which is like your 401k and your monthly savings that you do, that should be consistent. It should be consistent with what your goals are for the next 5 to 10 years, okay? Obviously, as you get closer to retirement, you have to back that off. But think of that as your core. You shouldn't be goofing around with that too much. When markets are way up, don't goof around with it too much. When markets are way down, don't goof around with it too much. But again, just think of that as the core. The satellite approach then, the kind of the outside of your core, the periphery, might be, hey, I'm holding on to a little extra cash because the market is so high right now, and I'm going to wait for the market to drop. That's fine. You can do that. But don't make that your core strategy, because otherwise, again, you'll find that you sit on the sidelines for too long.
321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our friends from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. And Paul joins us. Paul, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial.
Yes, thank you. I enjoy your program very much, by the way.
Thank you.
I have a question. My wife and I are pushing 70. We don't know much about the market. We have some money saved up, and the banks, you know, the interest rates aren't the greatest. What should we be looking at? I would like to do something, but I just don't know what to do. Could you please answer that for me?
Oh, that's a tough one, Paul. I'll kind of give you a couple thoughts here. Number one thought is, unfortunately, I can't tell you exactly what to do because I don't know kind of your global financial situation. But number two, some things to think about would be, number one, if I'm going to invest any money into something that has principal loss potential, okay, which that would include bonds, stocks, mutual funds, anything like that. If it has principal loss protection, do I have time for that to occur? Meaning, can I roll through those losses and come out 7, 8, 9, 10 years later and be okay with some of the volatility in the meantime? It was Warren Buffett who was notorious for saying, if you don't have at least 10 years to invest in the stock market, don't spend 10 minutes in it. And the point is that stocks, mutual funds, bonds, they take time. The other things to think about would be high yield money market accounts. There's some great, you know, online FDIC insured banks now that give really good money market rates and CD rates. So those can be some things to look at if you're not risk tolerant and if you don't have time to invest. But again, for you specifically, I would have to, we'd have to sit down to determine what my advice would be for you. Sorry, I can't be more specific, Paul.
Hey, I appreciate get the information.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, thank you so much for the call. And if you want to give the folks at Kloss Financial a call, don't forget that first meeting doesn't cost you anything. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can find them online as well at klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. If you have a question for our friends from Kloss Financial, of course, they can answer them for you right now at 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. We'll take more of your calls, and we'll also talk about the importance of having a strategy next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Hanging out with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget the website, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Learn a lot about Kloss Financial from the website. Also a chance you can sign up there for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. A great little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets, and that's really nice. Get it once a week. They don't share your email with other people. They don't spam you. It's just a once a week nice little snapshot of what's been going on. Really, really cool information. All you got to do is get to klossfinancial.com, klossfinancial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later in this segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz question of the week. We've been talking a little bit about a correction, if it happens or if it has happened, how do you handle those type of things. It's important. We'll talk a little bit about a strategy, but also it's important to remind yourself that corrections have happened before. This is nothing new. As a matter of fact, it's expected to happen, correct?
Right. Well, it's not. It's never something, again, fun to go mm-hmm. through, everybody. But we like to remind our listeners again that the market's experienced as much as 20 drops of 10 to 20% since World War II, and 13 bear market tumbles of at least 20%. So, you know, it sounds old school to say, yeah, I've seen this before. Yeah, I've seen this before. But we have. So, you know, as I said, doesn't it feel good when we're going through it? And you know, of all days, we're not really going through a whole bunch right now. Things look pretty good. But chances are we will see declines. And we just remind people to anticipate better days after that. Nothing is forever. Sometimes I look at my life and raising my kids and I think, gosh, you know, every single day taking them to piano lessons, every single day doing all these things. You know what, folks? It does not last forever. And then they're growing up. So same with the stock market. They're it doesn't off, last forever.
Off to college.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
What about the importance of having a strategy for this? Is that a key thing as well?
Do you need one, CJ?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like maybe that's what we talk about on this show every time. But yeah. You know, have a strategy. It's similar to anything in life. If you were to go talk to a project manager on a construction site, he would say, well, things are going to go wrong, but we've got a strategy, right? And it's true. Yes. Of life. If you have a core strategy that says I'm going to save X number of dollars per pay period or X percentage off of every pay period, and if I do that and get any decent amount of interest, I'll have this much to retire on. If you build a core strategy, then when things go wrong, it doesn't fluster you that much because the core strategy hasn't changed. So, you know, and we're kind of sounding downer here as though the markets are in correction mode right now. I'm sure some people are going, did I miss something? No, the markets are not in correction, but Malia and I love talking about corrections when the market isn't in those correction modes. Because unfortunately, once the market has gone into correction, hysteria sets in. And it doesn't matter what we say at that point, people are already reacting to it.
Well, sometimes when the market's down for one day, people take that as a correction. That's what they're thinking in their mind.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. So just, again, that core strategy is really critical. And make sure you're just focusing on controlling the controllables. So we talk about this a lot with our clients in meetings. But they'll say, oh, I heard there might be a change to the way that Social Security benefits are paid. And, you know, I'm just very fearful of that. And I go, well, how are you going to control that?
Yeah.
And they can't. I say the number one thing that you control is your savings rate and how risky you are in your investments. So focus on those things. And you also, you know, control things like paying down debt. So be smart on debt and pay down debt. But don't focus on things you can't control, because then you're just going to live your life in fear on things that you have no impact over.
Great information and perspective as always. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, you'll win that $25 gift card to the Cheesecake Factory. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. A stock market correction of 10 to 20% historically occurs on average every how many years? Telephone number 442-5637. It's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that prize. Don't forget as well, that is the telephone number for Kloss Financial's office. Doesn't cost anything for that initial appointment. You can give them a call, set up an appointment there. You can also learn more about Kloss Financial online at klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a great week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investicorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.